Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's April 19th, 2021, and this is episode 56 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you're new here, I guess I should tell you that my goal, the reason that I record these episodes every day, is to inspire you to start the thought process and hopefully to spark conversation. I may even want to stir the pot sometimes. I like to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics even further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. Well, it's Monday again, and we're headed down the slope of April towards the end of the month, so I hope that you enjoyed your weekend. I know I've shared this before, but if you've just stumbled onto the podcast, we often build the weekly theme for everything that is Context and Clarity off of our special guest for the week. Maybe you don't know this, but Context and Clarity is this podcast. It's also a coffee talk on the Clubhouse app every weekday morning. It's a daily live stream to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group, and it's a weekly simulcast to points all over the internet. One thing that happens when you start a show like this, and you're trying to find guests for those Thursday simulcast episodes, is that you start with a wish list. We have one. You start with who you know and who you want to talk to, and then you just start reaching out to people and you see what happens. You don't necessarily know how the schedule is going to work out. So it's pretty amazing to see how these themes come together week after week. This week will be a little bit more broad and have a little bit more variety. But before we get into it, let me ask, did you have a chance to listen to last week's episodes? From our Clubhouse coffee talks to the live streams, we covered a good string of topics that all revolved around one of the most popular topics in the Entree Architect community, managing expectations. In case you missed any of last week's episodes, let's do a quick recap. On Monday, in episode 51, we kicked off our theme by talking about leaders. I asked you what it took to be the best leader and what you expect out of them. Tuesday, in episode 52, we went from leaders to employees. And I'll admit that when someone suggested that we have the wrong order, maybe we should have started with employee, I thought that they may have a good point. That being said, Tuesday, I asked what it takes to be the best employee. On Wednesday's episode 53, we jumped from employee to colleague and we explored what it takes to be the best colleague. Then on Thursday, on our simulcast version, Context and Clarity Live, Catherine and I welcomed serial podcaster and development expert Randy Wilburn to talk about expectations, identifying, understanding, managing, and meeting expectations. The question is, how do we really know what the quote-unquote the best even means if we don't understand the expectations? Finally, on Friday's episode 55, we revisited our weekly miniseries on digital and social media platforms for architects, and we grouped Thumbtack, Nextdoor, and HomeAdvisors together in the search of good advice and experience with these lead-sharing apps. I hope you enjoyed the week of topics as much as I did. I think they work together really well, and I hope they helped us understand expectations on a whole new level. If you missed any of these, or you want to dig deeper into these topics, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to the episode that you missed. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, I understand it if you're not a fan of Facebook. I do very little there. Obviously, I host Context and Clarity, and I do love digging into some of the conversations that are going on inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. But that's about it. If you're not a Facebook fan, I have an easy link that you may be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about using that link and think about joining the group and maybe even adding to those live conversations every day. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll be back to our daily Context and Clarity conversation format. And we'll start off the week looking at your architecture origin story. I don't want to tip our hand too early this week. Maybe by the end of the week, you can tell me what the common thread through these episodes is. Just as a hint, though, for our special Thursday guest this week, Catherine and I will talk to Patrick McLamey. He's retired now, but Patrick spent his entire 50-year career in architecture with one firm, HOK. He started in the drafting room and worked his way all the way up to CEO. We're going to talk to Patrick about how he thinks architects can reestablish themselves as leaders in the business of the built environment. With that, today's question is, how did you get started? What's your architecture origin story? What drove you to get into the profession? For me, it was growing up in the city, going to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium with my aunt to watch the Braves play, then going to visit my grandparents and being surrounded by rural and agrarian architecture, before moving to Chicago and visiting every Frank Lloyd Wright project in Oak Park and beyond. At one point, I walked past Unity Temple twice a day. Watching this old house every Saturday morning with my dad probably had something to do with it too. That's what drove me to go to architecture school. And what about you? I know you have a story about getting started. So what is it? Why did you study architecture? Or where was your first or your second or fifth job? I think it will be fun to hear everyone's story about how they got started. When I was in my fourth year of the BArch program at Ball State, I did my internship at a small firm in Indianapolis. Both partners were from the Chicago area, and they went to IIT and had Mies van der Rohe for a professor. One came away with what I'd call a pragmatic modern style, I guess, while the other shared my admiration for Frank Lloyd Wright. How's that for a coincidence? Get ready to tell your story, because that's where we'll begin our Context and Clarity conversation today. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you, and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations, and we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.